Friday morning at this time of the day, we welcome back into the fray Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. I have to tell you right off the top that I took your advice and watched,
that could be good or bad.
Watched the movie The Conjuring last weekend.
Oh, you did? Okay, what did you think?
I liked it. It was scary. I don't think I want to watch the 27 sequels to it quite yet, but it was good.
Part two is worth it. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, because, you know, a lot of people don't like horror films, and that's one of those things where it's more of a paranormal ghost story.
Yes.
And it's done so well as far as the suspense, and you know that it's based in truth. So that, you know, these people's stories. So that always put me over the edge. I'm glad you didn't hate it. That's a bad way to start a Friday, huh?
I
saw it.
Yeah, that would be. So you go from something in the dark to something up in space today.
Well, you know, you and I have been always kind of dancing around, talking about watching an episode here, an episode there of this Away show. So I finally committed, went through the whole series. And for people that aren't familiar with it, Hilary Swank is basically an American astronaut, Emma Green. She's the commander of this international crew on the first mission to Mars. Now, along the way, of course, Green's going to ultimately have to deal with a lot of things. She's going to have to manage the effects of leaving her husband and daughter behind, and the tensions of a divided crew. And if you're looking at space and going to Mars, there's a lot of potential unknowns that can basically leave you dead in space. So that's a lot of pressure on her. Give you a little bit of a flavor. Here's a clip from the trailer. It'll give you an idea of the impact her departure is going to have on her daughter, Lex. And she gives you a special bracelet right before she leaves.
I got you a present. That's the Earth, the Moon, and Mars. And the string is me making my way back to you. So just remember, the further away I get, I'm actually getting closer to being back to you.
That's walking on the sunny side of the street for sure.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about, you know, when you're in space, right? Here's my question. Did you watch any of the series?
I watched it all.
Okay, good. Well, here's the thing, and maybe you can echo this. I can tell this is one of those series I think that is either really going to connect with a viewer or not. And I get that because, look, you know, it doesn't really reinvent the way a series is structured. Some of the scenarios that unfold during the show, we definitely have a certain familiarity to them, let's say that. And, you know, when you're dealing with 10 episodes, you can always expect that there's going to be a little bit of a slowdown along the way.
Sure.
But for me, it was never long enough to be distracting. And some of the storylines, right, I thought they got a little too melodramatic with that soap opera feel at times.
And oh, absolutely. Like there were so many phone calls home from the spaceship to home. It started feeling like a Lifetime TV movie about the middle of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they did shove a lot of different possible conflicts and twists in a short amount of time. They hinted about a lot of things. You're like, where is this going to go? And you could tell maybe it would unfold maybe in season two. But anyway, having said that, for me, I thought it was hooked me, and I think Swank did a fantastic job. As always, she brings that depth and emotion to Emma. She really gets invested in her character. And more exciting, the entire cast does the same as well. So she really connects with the whole crew. We talked about being so far away from Earth. That was one of the kind of aspects I really liked, because, of course, you're out in the middle of nowhere, and there's going to be a certain time when you can't even communicate with your family. So you have the effects of missing your family. You got the dynamics of a crew in a spacecraft. You get to learn about their motivations and fears. You watch them as they really have to communicate and come together. And, of course, the excitement for me, you know, the pressure of facing those unknowns, all those technical problems that put the crew in these life or death situations, that's for me is always exciting, especially when they have to figure out that workaround. I always kind of like that. How are they going to work around that? What are they going to use on a little spaceship that can save them? So for me, what I'm saying is I definitely thought it was worth the watch, but coincidentally, if you didn't know, 2 days right after I finished the show, and I was like, wow, this is good. I really enjoyed it. They canceled it.
Yeah, no, there will be no season two of Away. But I thought it was worth watching, too. I like Hilary Swank. But, yeah, it did seem a little overly dramatic during parts. And if I'm going somewhere as far as space away, I don't want to phone home every other minute.
Well, I know, because that puts a lot of... Well, and that, they did address that between other characters and how they approached looking at their family and where they were. So I thought it was interesting. And I do think it ended, as far as the series, knowing there won't be a season two, at least not on Netflix.
Yeah.
That the ending had enough oomph in it to go like, okay, you can end there.
Absolutely. That is Away. I can't remember what streaming service I watched it on.
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, very good. Yeah, it's about, it says several episodes, and it will keep your attention. And if you're a Hilary Swank fan, I think, yep, we should watch it.
Absolutely.
Very good. That is a great takeaway, so to speak, takeaway for this Friday morning. And appreciate your input as always, Chris, and have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
That's KSRO's Blue Jean movie critic Chris Bellini talking about the series Away.